Were you sad? Did you cry in Endgame?
In Avengers Endgame, did I cry?
I cried a little bit when died.
Seriously?
Well, like, I could feel my eyes getting a little dusty.
Like, it's fair to cry in movies, but Avengers is not the movie I cry in.
But Hulk's face when when Hawkeye told
Hulk's him. Hulk's fake ass CG face.
It comes through, man.
Jeff, you have smoked marijuana before, right?
Today, actually.
Have you ever experienced the munchies?
I for me, the munchies is more of a lifestyle. Or actually, it's like, you know how in the Avengers, how the Hulk, he won't transform for a while because he can't, quote unquote, get mad.
Yeah.
And then he reveals that he's just always mad.
Yeah.
That's like me and the munchies.
Perfect. Then you're the perfect person for this question.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the perfect munchie food?
Oh, man. You picked a great, well, maybe the worst time to ask me because I just discovered a new munchie food.
Uh-oh.
And it's, I don't know if it's good for me. It can't be the worst thing, but it's definitely hard on my wallet because it's an expensive luxury munchie food.
Are you eating caviar as your munchie food?
Basically, I've discovered beluga caviar and stem cells. Are they the same thing?
No.
Can you get stem cells from caviar?
I don't know. Because they're eggs. They're unfertilized, right?
They're getting stem cells from everything these days. Placenta, baby teeth, literally baby teeth.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the question?
What's your favorite munchie food?
Oh, yeah. So I've just discovered that slicing up a Granny Smith apple, it doesn't have to be Granny Smith, but I'd go with like a sour green apple of some sort.
Because of the crunch?
I think it's more the sourness for me.
Okay.
But
anyways, what goes on it?
So slice them up, thin slices, take this this almond butter.
Uh-oh.
It's like this premium $12 for like 6 ounce almond butter.
This is where you've lost me.
And yeah, just gob that shit on.
Wouldn't it be just as good with peanut butter?
Close, like a close second for sure.
But no.
I like to taste all the earth's tears that went into making the almonds.
What about like a natural peanut butter, like just ground peanuts?
Natural peanut butter is so disgusting. It shouldn't even be legal. I don't know where it came out. It came out of the blue, like in recent years. Like when we were kids, natural peanut butter wasn't a thing, was it?
I mean, natural peanut butter is just—it's literally just crushed peanuts. So okay, it's always been a thing.
Yeah, it was in a thing for in people's mouths who ate peanuts.
I feel like natural peanut butter was the only peanut butter until
sugar was invented.
Yeah, until Skippy came along. Until Skippy skipped along.
That magical fucking squirrel. God bless him. Yeah, I can't stand that it separates. I don't want to stir my peanut butter.
Yeah, it is gross, but it's supposed to be way better for you, right?
Better for you.
Way less sugar.
Not better for your tongue.
Way less binders or whatever they do to keep it keep it together.
No, I want all the binders. I want all the sugar. I want a smooth, sweet nut butter.
I can't wait to take that clip out of context.
Sounds delicious. Too salty.
Okay, so your perfect munchie snack is apples and almond butter, a specific type of almond butter.
That's my go-to right now. I always will recommend some sort of nut because they're healthy-ish.
They're so fatty, though.
They are very fatty.
And when you have the munchies, you want to eat a lot of something. So I don't know if I would recommend something that's so dense in fat as peanuts. But well,
maybe,
it is a good
maybe
snack.
You want rice then. Rice is great when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something.
Mitch joke Hedberg. Is that? Okay, yeah. What about bagged snacks like from a variety store like Doritos or Cheetos or Tostitos?
Mm, I only eat chips that don't end in O's, so basically I can't have any of that stuff. No, I've had my phases. I've killed a Dorito bag or two in my day.
Yeah.
Don't feel good about it.
Isn't Cheetos the classic sort of munchy snack? I don't love Cheetos, though.
Yeah, the Cheeto Dust Warriors
of yeah.
the League of Basements yeah. are of legend, of course. But I like a Cheeto. I can't say that I ever really buy Cheetos. Like, if they're around, if there's a bowl of Cheetos, I'll have a Cheeto, but...
I like a Cheeto as well, or like a few Cheetos, but there's a number of Cheetos where after that number they're so disgusting, and I think that number is lower than most people.
Yeah, then you have to switch to the crunchy Cheetos.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, when those get gross, you go to the spicy crunchy Cheetos,
because the regular Cheetos just turn into like wet styrofoam in my mouth.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's like a word that you say over and over and then it loses its meaning. Like, you eat enough Cheetos, you start realizing they're just like dissolving into like an orange paste
it's so
in your mouth and deep inside you.
Yeah. The first 10 Cheetos are delicious. After that, I'm usually done.
Yeah. Crunchy Cheetos, though.
Yeah, I don't like those that much. And maybe it's because I'm starting with them and I need to move through the Cheeto family, as you suggest.
Yeah.
So next time I'll try that.
It's about palate progression.
Yeah. I'll have a handful of regular Cheetos, then crunchy, then what? Spicy crunchy?
This, yeah, spicy crunchy.
Okay, what comes
after
that?
The green bag. And then you still have to start seasoning yourself with like...
Wasabi.
Wasabi, yeah.
Okay.
Tabasco.
I hate Tabasco as a flavor.
I love it. It's like my favorite spice flavor.
Yeah, I can't stand the flavor. I don't mind spicy things at all. I like spicy things, but Tabasco specifically, it's like when you don't like a specific type of mint in your toothpaste or something like that. I hate Tabasco.
Do you not like certain kinds of mints?
No, it's just that was a comparison that I
could think of. Do you know someone who doesn't like a certain kind of mint in their toothpaste?
Yeah, my wife doesn't like most mints. She only likes wintergreen.
Doesn't she or have maybe, like a peppermint?
Maybe it's the
salve.
Opposite. I don't, that's not tasting though.
Okay, so smell mints and taste mints are like two different, entirely different.
I think so.
Okay.
Anyways, that was just the best comparison I could think of, where there's like a wide variety of one flavor, but one of them is a huge turnoff. Spicy is a thing, but Tabasco is gross.
Okay, what's the best spice?
I don't know, like chili flakes, or I like wasabi a lot, like those kinds of spices. I don't like buffalo things because that's Tabasco at heart. Like buffalo chicken wings I don't like because it just tastes like vinegar and gross.
You like sriracha though?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
What's that based on?
I don't know.
Spicy garlic?
I don't know, but that sounds fine.
To me, it tastes like, like a garlic and a hot pepper that was grown together.
Yeah.
Or like that episode of The Simpsons where Bart grows like a tomato that has tobacco inside it.
Right.
That's the flavor of Tabasco.
Gross.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by really aggressive sneezing. So unnecessary. You know that guy.
Hey, if you like the podcast, here's what you should do. You should go over to the Apple Podcasts app, rate it 5 stars, and write a written review. Something like, you guys are the bomb. I can't get through the week without you.
Don't say bomb, though, because we'll know you're lying. No one says that.
Here's one from Reddit. What's a problem you and your ancestors from 4,000 years ago both face?
Ooh, I saw this one.
Uh-oh, did you read the comments? Has it been spoiled?
I saw a couple of them. They were good answers.
Yeah.
Like, food hole equals breathing hole. That was my favorite. Still one we haven't figured out how to get around.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That is a bad, that's a flaw.
That comes up every day for me.
Okay, you have a problem. I don't think most people struggle to eat and breathe. most days. Well,
they're not trying.
Not trying to eat or not trying breathe to, while they eat.
Not trying to do both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that can do circular breathing?
Oh, like trumpet players do?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Hmm. Well, I think that's the key.
Why do you want to accomplish this so bad? Why can't you just be like everyone else and breathe after you chew and swallow?
It's just an ability that I think more people should exercise. Like, think about all the possibilities we haven't tapped into.
Do you remember when we got fondue recently?
Yeah.
I almost died during that meal because I...
Because you inhaled chocolate, because it's the same stupid hole.
No, the cheese fondue.
Oh.
I put way too much food in my mouth at once, and I just had this like hardening cheese mass in my cheeks and throat area. And I was just like, I was breathing super slowly through my nose, trying to calm myself down so that I could work this cheese ball around in my mouth and get it. Because I didn't want to spit out. It was so much food. I put way too much in my mouth. And it was at a restaurant, and I didn't want to spit out a massive chunk of cheese and potato.
I'm sure they get that all the time.
But I was just like, it's so good. It's so tasty. It was good.
It was good. It does trick you, too, because the cheese is so melty, and then...
Yeah, and then it's not.
And that's not.
And then it's a cheese plug.
Yeah, exactly. Whoops, you've now corked yourself with cheese.
What was the question again? Would you... what are our problems, our ancestor problems? I also didn't... I saw it on Reddit, but when I see good ones these days, I try to avoid reading the comments. Although, usually what happens is I click it, read the first one, then I'm like, no, I can't. Uh-huh. We got to save this for the show. So the one that I saw was stubbing your toe.
Yep.
And I think it's interesting that both of these questions are related to our physical form.
Well, I mean, what else hasn't changed?
Yeah. I feel like we could do better, though. Like, I feel like there's an answer that we're not thinking of that isn't necessarily related to our body.
First of all, I kind of agree. I mean, I disagree with the stubbing your toe, because I picture 4,000 years ago, we had more like hobbit feet.
Yeah.
And we... tough ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toes and bottoms of the feet.
Yeah. We're very much used to it.
It was still a problem, but it was like much less of a problem because it happened every day on jagged rocks. And yeah. We just got used to it.
Yeah. And it wasn't like you don't have your soft modern feet plus bed frames.
Yeah, true.
Desks or whatever we do it on today. That wasn't around.
Yeah. What about weather?
Yeah.
Cavemen couldn't stop it from raining.
Neither can we.
Yeah.
What about love?
Whoa. Whoa, bro. No. 4,000 years ago, there was no love. There was only club and fuck.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
There might have been love, but it was like the highest form of luxury for like one or two people very briefly.
Yeah.
Then they were killed.
Okay. All right. We'll take love off the table. What about transportation?
Still a problem. I mean, we got way better at it.
Yeah, true. The problem now is just that there's too many people trying to go to the same places at the same time.
Yeah, it's like same problem, but a different reason.
Yeah.
How about swimming is still really dangerous. We're still really vulnerable in the water.
True, yep.
But you go swimming in the ocean, you're like just as likely to get got.
Yep, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
We still don't know shit about the oceans.
We have swimming lessons now, though. Like, more people can swim than could before.
Yeah.
So it's less of a problem, but still a problem.
Still a problem.
Yeah. How about telemarketing?
That is an age-old problem, for sure. No human alive has never not suffered.
Do you think the pushy salesman was a problem back then in some capacity?
I do often actually wonder when sales was invented. Like, How long did it take before someone invented something you don't really need and they needed to sell it to you?
Yeah, I can imagine it. in the caveman days.
I can definitely imagine it. I can write 100 sketches about, you know, selling a club, a used club dealer. And like an ill-fitting, oversized animal skin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Checkered. It's somehow checkered. What about your kids being shit? I bet you like very early dads were very disappointed in their children.
Dads have always been and will always be disappointed.
Yep. That's pretty fair to say. Okay. So the next time your dad's like, you know, you're down because your dad's not proud of you. Just think, you're part of a history as rich and as old as Earth itself.
Unbroken chain of disappointed fathers. Yeah. That goes all the way back to when fatherhood was made.
All the way back to that primordial ooze that was not super proud of its offspring ooze.